From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up, we'll run the troop numbers President Bush talked about last night. Our news analyst Juan Williams joins us.
First to Utah, where the trial of Warren Jeffs is in its second day. Jeffs calls himself absolute ruler of the country's biggest polygamous church. His followers call him prophet. He's charged with arranging the marriage of a 14-year-old follower to her first cousin. Jeffs could face life in prison if he's convicted on two counts of being an accomplice to rape. From St. George, Utah, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Washington County Prosecutor Brock Belknap opened the trial by quietly telling the jury the story of the 14-year-old follower who desperately tried to avoid an arranged marriage. When she was first informed by Warren Jeffs that she was to be married, she begged him to reconsider. She told Jeffs she was too young to marry. When she discovered a short time later that her husband-to-be was going to be her 19-year-old first cousin, she got down on her knees and begged, at least someone else. But according to prosecutors, Jeffs was unmoved. He told the girl her heart was in the wrong place, that it was her duty to go forward and multiply and replenish the earth. After the marriage took place and sexual relations occurred, the girl again appealed to Warren Jeffs, telling him that her husband was doing things she didn't like. But Jeffs responded that it was her duty to give her mind, body, and soul to her new husband and to go home and repent or face eternal damnation. When it was their turn, Jeffs' defense lawyer focused the jury on the charges. Was the young woman really raped? Did Warren Jeffs encourage rape, or was he in fact just counseling the girl to stay with her marriage? Defense lawyer Tara Isaacson argued that there was no rape, and regardless, Jeffs had no idea what was going on in the couple's bedroom. And finally, defense lawyers said that Warren Jeffs actually told the girl's husband to go slow with his young bride. The case will turn on the jury's decision about whether or not a rape occurred. To that end, prosecutors must prove that Warren Jeffs completely controlled the alleged victim and every other member of the church. That as prophet of the FLDS, Jeffs' threat concerning the girl's eternal salvation rose to the level of criminal coercion. The alleged victim, now 21, was the first witness called by the prosecution, and her testimony immediately focused on how the faithful of the FLDS were subjugated.
Well, the prophet was as God to us. He was God on earth, and his counselors were in and as the same. They had jurisdiction over everything in our lives.
The plump young woman had a direct, guileless way about her on the stand. She described how Jeffs was one of her teachers in school in Salt Lake City and a powerful authority figure. She testified that she learned complete obedience by repeatedly listening to audio tapes made by Jeffs and by watching her own family.
Did you gain an understanding about whether a wife could refuse sexual relations or husband-wife relations if the husband wanted them?
Yes, I gained an understanding.
And what was that?
That no, I could not.
And how did you come to understand that?
Through teachings and through example. Seeing my mothers, how they obediently obeyed my father in every aspect.
The court will hear more today from Jeff's former follower, and the prosecution's case may hinge on what kind of impact her testimony has on the jury. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, St. George, Utah.